WONY, Oneonta. Taking us back to 1973. That's the Marshall Tucker Band here on 90.9 FM, WONY Oneonta. Johnny G along with you, and welcome to the Rewind Cafe. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, currently 76 degrees, sunny outside. We do have a threat of some severe weather later on, so if you are out and about, please keep that in mind. Welcome to the Rewind Cafe. We're going to kick things off this afternoon with Led Zeppelin.
sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night.
On a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Before that, we heard from the Pretenders and Chrissy Hynde. And if you ever want to read a really good biography, a real page turner, don't read Chrissy Hynde, because talk about boring. It's kind of like they say, can you write a biography? And she's like, okay, and just threw it together. I mean, here's a woman who was at Kent State when they had the shootings. She was married to Jim Kerr of the band Simple Minds. Didn't even touch upon that. So a good biography to read is from this woman. She's been around for a long time. At one point, she was hooked up with James Taylor. And it's interesting, in her biography, At the age of 8, out of the blue, she just started to stutter, and I never knew that. And she spent a lot of her summers in Cape Cod, and I believe it was Martha's Vineyard. And she always talked about a friend of hers called Jamie, Jamie, Jamie. Well, turns out her friend was James Taylor. This is a song she wrote waiting for Cat Stevens to pick her up.
Chasing after some finer.
Perry here on the Rewind Cafe on a Tuesday afternoon. Hi, Johnny G along with you. And kudos, finally, to Warren Zevon making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rolling Stones on the Rewind Cafe here on a Tuesday afternoon, looking for a little satisfaction. And unfortunately, so is Billy Idol. Again, passed over, did not make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I think this was his seventh time that he was nominated. But on the bright side, he does have a brand new album coming out. And I think it's his first one in 11 years. 90.9 FM WONY Oneonta. That is a song called Joy by Apollo 100. And, well, it was actually written in 1723, so this version is just slightly different. Speaking about versions, I just came across an article this past weekend, and it talked about the 25 most covered rock and roll songs of all time. And artists like Elvis, Chuck Berry, Billy Joel, Cyndi Lauper, the Rolling Stones, Elton John, they each had one song apiece where there were cover versions done. But the Beatles have had 13 songs that have been covered by different bands and different artists. Can you take a guess as what the number one song might be? Yeah, Let It Be. That is the most covered rock song of all time. 577 covers. Wow, that is a lot of covering.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Beatles and Let It Be, the most covered rock and roll song ever, over 500 times. And speaking about the Beatles, got to send this one out to Jenna Frisch If you see Jenna Frisch on campus today, please wish her a happy birthday, the big 2-1. Happy birthday, Jenna. Elton John on the Rewind Cafe from that great double LP. Yeah, Sister can't twist, but she can rock and roll. Oh, what a song that was. Johnny G along with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Lucas will be taking over at that point. Right now, 38 Special.